Late in the calendar year marks the start of Barry's budget process, which sets annual property taxes and service levels. Today's Finance and Responsible Governance Committee meeting, scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. in the Council Chamber, includes a presentation of the 2025 operating and capital budgets, which will be determined early next year. This is followed by a City Council meeting at 7 p.m. Mateo Gordon, of Trillium Woods Elementary School, will be sworn in as Barry's next student mayor. Council will next recognize the Barry Baycats U8A representative team, winners of the Ontario Baseball Association Championship. Also being recognized by Council will be the annual winner of the 2024 Mayor's Christmas Card Contest. Council will consider final approval to a motion denying a rezoning needed to develop a six-story apartment with 50 condominiums and three underground levels for 61 parking spaces at 19 Dundonald Street. The property contains a grade change of approximately 18 meters, sloping from north to south. There are deputations scheduled concerning this motion. Council will also consider final approval to rezone 830, 864 and 912 Lockhart Road, which is needed to build 338 residences on these 69 acres east of Yonge Street in the city's south end. The rezoning would be from Agricultural General and Environmental Protection, EP, to Neighborhood Residential, Open Space and EP. The plan of subdivision would comprise 119 single detached homes, 217th Street townhouses, two future lots, blocks, roadways, stormwater management and drainage, along with environmental protection land. Council will consider receiving a staff report concerning the removal of Andean Lane's sidewalk for information purposes and taking no action for the present. City staff doesn't recommend removing this sidewalk as it doesn't align with city priorities of road safety, accessibility, being an age-friendly community and compromises the safety of pedestrians, which include the most vulnerable road users. Two alternatives are available for council to consider. One is to remove the sidewalk and lengthen the driveways on Andean Lane, at a cost of approximately $500,000, but this does not provide additional parking. Second is to remove the sidewalk and allow for on-street parking, at a cost of approximately $1 million, which provides five additional on-street parking spaces. Andean Lane is located near the corner of Issa and Salem Roads. Council will also consider receiving a staff report on intersection safety at Ann Street North and Hanmer Street West for information purposes, and taking no action. One alternative is installing a pedestrian crossover at Ann and Hanmer for $150,000, but staff didn't recommend it as the corner did not meet minimum pedestrian volume and is in close proximity to one controlled crossings. Installing a pedestrian crossover here could also result in low compliance from motorists and potentially result in a dangerous pedestrian crossing. Another choice is installing an all-way stop at Ann Street North and Hanmer Street West, but it isn't recommended as the corner doesn't meet the minimum criteria warrant set out in the Ontario Traffic Manual. Installing an unwarranted all-way stop can result in low compliance as well as safety and operational concerns. Wednesday's meetings are open to the public at Barrie City Hall, 70 Collier Street, and available online.